Alec, welcome to Impact 103 FM's Morning Drive. It's a Tuesday morning, so we know that we get to interview you on exercise and the spiritual aspect of exercise. Also, welcome back.
Thank you very much, Rikita. It's great to be with you and the listeners.
Alec, let's talk about exercise ideas. Last week, we spoke about breaking habits and getting people just to get started and improving on what they've started. So now for the listener that needs to know, I need ideas. I need to break this habit. Where do I start? I'm sure you've got a few exercises in mind.
Yeah, so I think we'll break it up into the two categories again. So we'll look at strength training separate to the cardio. And I think that's probably the better place to start. It's a lot easier for people to get their heads around going for a walk than it is to go to the gym. And I think the message that we're trying to get across there is that you actually can do a lot regardless of your circumstances. So, you know, depending on where you're at and what your circumstances, your means, etc., it opens up more or less opportunities to you. But there are still plenty of things that you can do to positively impact your health.
So let's start with, now that you have divided into strength and cardio, what are our practical cardio exercises that we can get going with?
Well, the simplest one to start off with is walking. It is really great. And then if you can walk in nature and enjoy being outdoors and fresh air and, that is really beneficial. And then it's also quite easy to make walking progressively more difficult. So you can start trying to walk faster, which is actually your gait speed is a very good indicative or indication of your general health. So if you see somebody that's shuffling along, they usually nowhere near as healthy as somebody that can walk at a decent lick. And then you can start adding weights. So you can put it's called rucking. You put a pack on your back and you start putting some weight into that. That makes it more difficult and more challenging. And you actually get a better workout. So, you know, from walking, you can progress to jogging. And from jogging, you can progress to running. And even there, when you walk, you know, if you intend to progress to jogging and running, then you go out for argument's sake and you walk for 4 minutes, run for one. Walk for 4 minutes, run for one. And then over time, you run for... you walk for 3 minutes, run for two, and slowly you start improving and getting to the point where you can actually jog continuously, and then from that you can again progress to adding in bouts of running at a faster speed, and so the whole idea is to make it really easy to start and then to incrementally build on that, and set goals, you know, join park run, do, you know, go to events, you know, time yourself, and just make it as enjoyable and exciting and interesting as possible.
Alec, I often hear people say, I'm not a runner. So what's the alternative for those people that are saying, I'm not a runner? Because there's no excuses for them.
Don't run. Keep walking. And you can, you know, you don't need to run. And running is, you know, can be quite hard on the knees, particularly if you are overweight and obese. Then, for example, cycling is a much better option. You know, you are... putting a lot less strain on the joints, and swimming. Swimming is also a great exercise, a whole body cardio exercise that you can do. And then one which is often overlooked is skipping. And you need very little space and equipment to skip, and that will give you a proper workout.
Skipping is amazing. It's amazing how your activities as a kid is actually so vital still while you are an adult, because skipping is what we used to do as kids. Why have we stopped doing that as adults?
Yeah, I tried. Well, I've been skipping now for a while. When I started, it was really challenging because I just couldn't get my cohorts right. So, you know, I would do two or three reps and then I'd get tangled up and have to try again and again. Now I can. I still can't do, you know, what they do in CrossFit with the double unders and, you know, fancy things like that. But I'm now skipping with a really heavy weighted rope, which gives you a really good workout. So there's plenty of options, but skipping is certainly something that you can do at home.
Alec, you spoke about swimming, and that is definitely one of probably the best low-impact forms of cardio exercise. What is the best way to get going? Is it a certain amount of laps? Is it a certain speed that we need to do it in? What did you suggest to the listener that wants to start swimming?
Well, firstly, you know, if you're going to find a pool, and there's probably a coach at the pool too, and getting some, you know, initially just get in the water and have fun and just swim. And whether you're doing doggy paddle or you know, breaststroke, backstroke, crawl, butterfly, it is irrelevant. But, yeah, I mean, I still got to learn how to do butterfly.
I thought it was just me.
Yeah.
that is a lot of strength that you need for swimming. But, yes, I agree with you. Just get into the pool. And I love what you say. Just have fun doing it. So we've looked at a few exercises for cardio. What are our strength training? And I think as a woman, we kind of think that that's something we need to be getting into, but we don't even know where to start because we think we need to start with these heavy weights, which is virtually impossible from the beginning.
Yeah, well, I think a better way to look at it is resistance training. So, you know, if you are the easiest way to do that, obviously, is with weights, but body weight is also a weight, and there you can make things progressively more difficult for yourself. So you'll have to agree with me that, you know, doing a press up against a counter is a lot easier than doing a press up, you know, a proper press up on the floor. And then if you want to make it even more difficult, you can do handstand press ups. So you can make things really difficult for yourself without any equipment at all, just with body weight. The same goes for squatting as an example. So you can hold on to the counter and do squats. And then you can slowly get to the point where you can let go of the counter and squat just with your body weight, and you can do more and more reps. And that's something that you can easily do. And then really getting down onto your haunches and doing what they call as an Asian squat, where you wanting to get your bum as close to the ground as possible, keeping your heels on the ground, and actually sit there like that. Put your elbows between your knees, force your knees apart, and see how long you can keep that for. That adds a whole lot of mobility into your hips and your legs and your knees and your ankles. And those are things that we don't often do, and we should be able to do them.
Alec, do you have some scriptures that you want to be sharing with us today on these exercises?
There's plenty. My favorite ones are actually, I'll find them now for you. Here's a nice one for you. In Proverbs 24, verse 5, a wise man is strong and is better than a strong man. A man of knowledge increases and strengthens his power. So, you know, there's plenty in, you know, in Corinthians, there's the whole 1 Corinthians 9, 24 to 27, where Paul is telling you all about the runner and running the race, etc. But he purposefully goes on, and he makes the point that, you know, the athletes in the day were competing for a wreath which will is only has temporary value in the moment, but we are doing it for eternal purposes, and that looking after your body is an act of spiritual worship. So he's not saying don't do it. He's saying we do it with a different motive. So there's plenty of scriptures in the Bible that are instructing us to look after our health and to take ownership of it, and to live a long, strong, healthy, prosperous life. And that's, again, comes down to your nutrition and exercise.
Great, Alec. Thank you so much for being in studio with us today. Looking forward to our next catch-up, which will be next week, Tuesday, as it's always so good to see the importance and the benefits of exercising and what the Word of God says about this as well.
Yeah, thank you. And I just want to end off with encouraging people to look into some group exercise training like CrossFit, boot camp for the ladies. And then there's plenty that you can do at home. So if you don't want to go to gym, get yourself a slam ball, sandbags, mace, Indian clubs, kettlebells. You need very little equipment to actually be able to do something proper at home. And remember that YouTube is your friend. So you can go onto YouTube. It'll take you no time at all to track down a couple of interesting videos. But most of all, experiment, get active, find something that's enjoyable and fun to do so that it's sustainable and that you will stick with it.
There you go. That's all you need to know. It's how to get started. There's different ways you can get started. You can do it either resistance training or you can do cardio, as long as you're doing it regularly, and ideally to get to be doing both of those during the week. But the most important thing is that you are having fun while exercising. Until next time with Alec, we look forward to our discussion with you as we're going to be talking more on this topic. Thank you, Alec.
Pleasure.